Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
She Talk Live, rather, because it's Wednesday night, and other than last week, we've been doing pretty good about keeping up the tradition of She Talk Live. Last week, there were some tech issues to work out with Mark and stuff like that, and then we ended up having the weird internet issue that came out of nowhere, but anyway, with you tonight, it's Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie,
and welcome back. Welcome, Angie, for the first time to the Enthusiast Music Studio.
I love it.
Thank you. I'm happy with it. It's been a lot of work, but it's been enjoyable work, so it's hard to be upset about
that. And something that you're good at.
Well, I don't know how good at it I am. There's a rattle I need to fix right now if one of you can talk.
Well, I think that it looks really nice in here, too, and I like looking at the inside of the computer changing colors.
Thank you. But that is a minor touch. There's an echo in my headphone, and I don't know if it's just me.
No, I hear it.
No, it's not just you.
Is it just when you talk, though? I kind of think it's just when you talk, unless I'm wrong.
It is just when I talk. It doesn't seem to be a feedback. I probably have something set up incorrectly in vMix, and that's probably what's doing it.
Yeah, because I don't hear it when Bonnie's talking.
Well, tonight we're going to be filled with the spirit of Omdusius.
Well, Omdusius would be more helpful. Yeah, that did fix it. Okay, so I was correct. It was a vMix issue.
Since I didn't know who Omdusius was or what it was, should you tell everyone what it is?
Omdusius in Satanic mythology is the demon of music, for whatever that's worth. I mean, obviously, it's just mythology, and that rattling is driving me crazy. But anyway, Omdusius is the demon of music, and I don't know, beyond that.
He fixed the echoing just now, but didn't fix the rattling.
No, the rattling is a different issue, and that's new. It wasn't happening yesterday, but I'll fix it at the break. And I don't know, I still feel like there's a bit of an echo. I don't know. Things are driving me crazy, but I'm just going to ignore it for the time being. Yeah. So anyway, Bonnie, tell us what you brought in. You brought a story. I've seen this a lot on social media, people arguing left and right about whether or not kink belongs at Pride.
Yes, I don't have much of an opinion, but I've also seen it discussed a lot. The title of the article from Insider is, "The debate over kink at Pride divides the internet, but the kink community has been part of queer protests and celebrations since Stonewall." Like clockwork,
Now, when they say kink, what do they mean?
Kink means just like any kind of,
without being graphic, obviously,
deviant sexual act, maybe just like outside of the norm. Yeah, without being graphic, it's something like maybe something that most people wouldn't be into sexually, but some people find sexually arousing.
Okay, and they describe this as kinkiness?
Yes.
Okay.
You can have a kink for a specific thing, or you can just be kinky altogether, trying all kinds of different stuff.
Okay, now, I'm confused about why this would, because kink isn't a sexual orientation, right? So I'm confused why there's any discussion at all about whether or not kink belongs at Pride.
Well, just from going to some Pride parades, I would have to say that there's a lot of, like, you know, like people having overtly sexualized outfits and maybe things like wearing bondage outfits and stuff like that, and lots of like phallic shaped things. Am I allowed to say it on the radio?
Sure.
Like people like,
I mean, that was a pretty innocuous description.
Yeah. People could sell like phallic shaped lollipops or something like that. And
I've noticed that the LGBT pride thing as a whole, these pride parades and all of that, they are extremely sexualized. And I don't know if that's really helping or hurting, but I don't want to parade around like that. And I don't understand why they do.
Well, just to get this out there before, because it's probably going to be a longer discussion, I'm a straight, cis, female, white, if that has anything to do with Pride. And I've been to multiple Pride parades just because they're the most fun time you can have at a bar, like any time of the year. And I've never noticed anybody that I was hanging out with have any problems with it. I've taken lots of, like, phallic-shaped shots and things like that with my friends, and nobody has ever seemed to have a problem with it. But what I see on the internet of people's issue they have with it is that, like, you're turning something that should be about love into something that is about sex. And I can see it both ways.
I don't know that there necessarily has to be a distinction between the two things, but I would say it's definitely exclusionary of them to act like one that sex without love is somehow inferior
right.
to sex with love,
right.
or just love in general. I understand that, you know, the whole LGBTQ thing is about who you're attracted to and who you're sexually interested in and all of that, but by that definition, so would kink be. Right?
Yeah, and some people just are not out there. This was also a conversation that Melanie, Mark, and Lee had, I think, on Sunday.
I listened to part of that, and I was shocked that it happened on a night when I wasn't here, because I'm one of those people that has absolutely no interest in being in a relationship.
Yep, I know lots of people like that, and I don't see why that means that you couldn't celebrate Pride, you know, and I'm not saying that that is a kink, but I'm just saying there are some people who are out there celebrating Pride, but not celebrating it because of love. Sorry, Angie.
I have to revisit this. You said that you are not interested in a relationship. It's not something that you look for, that you long for, like companionship?
Correct.
Why do you think that is? What makes you not want someone with you?
I'm too busy for that crap, you know?
Okay, but if you found someone that was an equal or better that could help you with things that you're busy with or that you had something in common, do you think it would be nice to have someone there with you to hang out with or to be intimate with?
Sure. It's not that I'm opposed to having a relationship. It just isn't something that I'm seeking. And the initial phases of a relationship, one way or the other, are an enormous time sink.
They can be, yeah.
And I mean, you've got to get to that point where you're comfortable enough with them where they can just, you know, hang out while you work or whatever, or help you with your work or any of that. I'm a busy person. To me, it's just I don't have the time to invest in a relationship.
Okay, but if it came along and it was the right person or something of that nature, then you wouldn't be opposed to it.
Sure.
Okay. I thought you were saying, like, nope, don't want to be in a relationship. It's not my thing.
I don't want to put in the work that a relationship typically requires, but it's not that I don't necessarily want to be in one. I just don't want to put in the work.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
I mean, it could be that someone could come along and be like, hey, yeah, I don't want to put in the work either. But and we, you know, we connect enough yeah. that the work isn't necessary. That would be great. Doesn't seem very likely, though.
But so. It's possible. Anything yeah, is
sure.
possible.
Well, so how did all of this start? Is there anything about the article about how this originated? Because I don't remember it being an issue last year or the year before or at any other time.
Well, let's get into the article. It starts off, like clockwork, the weeks ahead of this year's Pride Month saw another online debate over whether kink, in this sense meaning people wearing leather, harnesses, puppy hoods, leashes, and fetish items, has a place at events meant to celebrate LGBTQ people and identity. The discourse itself revolves around whether kink apparel and paraphernalia render the space unsafe for minors, or non-consequentially involve observers.
Well, I can understand why a conservative parent would be sort of, would have trepidation about exposing their kids to LGBT pride when you have a, you know, dude in a puppy mask being led around by a leash, but at the same time, it's like, there's nothing overtly sexual about that. I mean, it's not like they're having sex as they walk down the street. It's just a weird thing that you have to explain to your kid. And I don't know that that's going to really cause any problems for the child long term.
I don't think that it will, but they're going to have, their eyes are going to be open. And they're
sure.
going to wonder, you know, hey, my parents, I've never seen this before. What's wrong with these people? Or they're going to have, if it's my kids, for instance, they're going to have like a ton of questions. They're going to be like, wow, Mom, what is that? Can I get one? What if that's Jews? You know, and I'd be like, oh, goodness.
Well, there's nothing wrong with questions.
No. not at all. But in a conservative parent, if their kid asks them questions, of course they're going to be uncomfortable themselves.
Sure, because they don't want to face the question.
Exactly, because sex is an uncomfortable topic for most parents.
But it's a real issue that kids, you know, need to discuss with their parents.
Yeah, they learn what they learn from YouTube and school, which is not good.
What are your thoughts? Does kink belong at Pride? 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And this is Free Talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back. It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. And I've got to get into the habit of saying it. It's She Talk Live tonight because it's Wednesday. With you tonight is Aria,
Angie,
and Bonnie.
And I was going to actually, I sat down a few, yesterday, I don't know, my days kind of blur together because they start at 9 in the morning, they end at like 5 in the morning, but at some point in the last few days, I started working on new overlays for our Twitch and eLive feeds, our video feeds basically, because here we stream in 1080 versus the other studio which streams in 720, so just taking the overlays there and applying them here. It works, and that's what I ended up doing because I didn't get some information that I needed in time. But ideally, we would have, you know, 1080 She Talk Live overlays there, but I ended up doing that first, and so, you know, had to jerry-rig some things together. But I'm going to make a She Talk Live overlay eventually.
Oh, I'm certain of it.
Yay.
It's just a matter of getting around to actually doing it when there's all sorts of stuff that needs to be replaced beforehand, like, you know, tubes and the preamps and stuff like that, and microphones. That microphone actually just arrived today.
Yeah, I thought you were missing a microphone recently.
I wasn't missing a microphone, but the piece of equipment that this microphone was initially attached to wasn't up to the task, so I was missing the thing that made the microphone sound half decent.
Gotcha.
So anyway, we're talking about kink at Pride and whether or not it belongs there. Bonnie, you have this article. Do they offer any sort of arguments one way or the other?
Well, this is a tweet that they show of somebody arguing for kink at Pride. It's from Southern Homo. He says, "No kink at Pride, they say, but I couldn't help but wonder, how much of ourselves are we willing to dilute to gain acceptance in a society that already privileges the banality of heteronormativity?
That sounded like a whole lot of buzzwords.
It did.
To be honest.
Also, the thing I would like to say about that is just not everybody who wants to celebrate Pride necessarily thinks they're kinky. Like,
but they don't have to be. So, I mean, but you know, even if you're not gay or anything like that, there are still kinky people. You know, still normal, average, asexual person that is kinky.
Yep, and then there's all kinds of people at Pride who don't think they're kinky. So, anyways, I was just saying, it seems like he's saying that, like, being kinky is part of being not heteronormative. I don't know. So let's go on with the article. Kink is an umbrella term referring to specific sexual desires people have, which can encompass a range of preferences from dirty talk and spanking to BDSM, pup play, and more. Kink communities.
They qualify dirty talking.
That's what I was thinking.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, really?
Yeah, I was like, I guess they started.
We're all that way.
Kink communities are very visible at Pride, though people of all sexualities can be into kink. The controversy over whether kink should be allowed at Pride is merely the latest in a line of questions about who is considered a part of the queer community and who gets to participate in ostensibly queer spaces. I've never gotten anybody telling me that I shouldn't be allowed at Pride because I'm straight.
I've never had anyone kick me out of anything where, you know, I used to go to the gay bar, the gay club, the dance club all the time, and it was my favorite place.
I've never been to a LGBTQ club or bar or whatever where they kick someone out for not being
me neither.
LGBTQ.
They were always
welcome. That seems weird.
It seems more like an internet argument type thing. Yeah, that would never happen. So it's a bunch of, like, straight girls, gay guys, and a few lesbians at, like, the gay clubs I used to go to.
That's exactly how it was, yeah.
I mean, how would they even know whether or not you were gay or straight anyway?
True, I mean.
Well, it's, I mean, you know, when I used to go, people used to try to pick you up or whatever, and you said, no, I'm not interested, or I would go with Michael.
Okay.
And they'd be like, oh, you're with him? I'd be like, yeah, but, you know, I would dance with them and have fun. I mean, they were a lot of fun.
That was always an issue for me because I had a best friend that was, like, this with. We had, like, the same birthday, and we did everything together, and people always thought we were a straight couple, and we weren't going to be able to pick up any guys if everybody thought we were a straight couple. It was very annoying.
She was a girl?
No, he was a boy.
He was a boy. Oh, okay.
So we walked around looking like a straight
gay?
Couple. Oh, yeah, he was gay,
okay.
And I'm straight, so nobody's going to approach us looking like a couple, so we were always like, stay 6 feet away from me.
That's pretty funny. I love that. It was your birthday, right? Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
it was June 6th.
Oh, see, and I knew that, but I forgot it because June 7th is actually my sister's birthday.
Oh, that's crazy.
I remember it. I remembered it, too, because I actually told everybody in the car, oh, it's Bonnie's birthday today. We need to all tell her happy birthday. And then I kept driving. And that's how it went.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I forgot. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
So the arguments here are that... I don't understand where the straight exclusionary stuff came in at. I have my own interpretation of the straight exclusionary nature of LGBTQ because, like you, Bonnie, if you were to go to an LGBTQ pride parade, you wouldn't be going there as a straight person, right? You would be going there as an ally. You're not allowed to just be straight. You're either an ally or you're homophobic. So the actual sexual identity of a heterosexual person is determined by their relationship to the LGBT community, not the fact that they're straight. If you're straight and you're friendly with LGBTQ people, then you're an ally. If you're straight and you're not, then you're homophobic or transphobic or whatever phobic. It's a screwed up way of defining everyone in their paradigm. There's no S in the alphabet soup that they created, and there never will be. They don't accept heterosexuality as a valid sexual identity. You can be an ally, but you can't just be straight.
I've never heard that. I didn't know that.
I've never heard anyone else say it.
Yeah.
But that's my take on it.
Okay. I feel
they
like...
should be, just be straightforward and call themselves EBSP, everyone but straight people. That would be more honest and is a lot shorter than LGBTQIAAAP+.
Yes.
I think that a lot of that is internet conversations because the thing is, like, almost, like, 90% of my friends are gay guys in Texas, and I've just spent most of my time at, like, concerts and clubs and stuff with gay guys because straight bars are just not fun. I don't like getting hit on at a bar. I'd rather somebody in a normal setting hit on me. I want to just dance and listen to good music, not, like, R&B or whatever. Anyways, so I've never had any kind of issue like that in person. But I think that it would be something somebody would probably say to me if I was online talking about gay issues. I'm sure somebody who is anonymous, you know, would say something like that, but never in real life.
I don't know. I get called a bigot and a transphobe and a homophobe with shocking regularity, especially on social media. It's just absurd how people interpret the world.
Do people say that to you, like, when you go out, or does anybody say anything? Or I wonder, like, if people actually had the kahunas to actually say something, if they felt something.
No, of course not.
So do people look at you? Like, do you get looks or anything?
Like here in Keene?
Yeah.
Not really.
No, because you live here.
Yeah, no, okay. No one thinks anything about it when they see me anymore. I mean, there was a time when I had been living here for like 3 months where there was some weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
But that since then, I mean, it's kind of hard to miss me.
Yeah. You know,
I've been running around here for 2.5 to 3 years, so everyone has seen me at this point and knows that, hey, there's a 6-foot-tall redheaded tranny running around Keene, and that's fine.
Yeah, my little girl loves that 6-foot-tall redheaded tranny.
But yeah, I love Keene, and I mean, it's a college town, so it leans liberal anyway, but no one seems to take any issue.
That's awesome, because I mean, I wouldn't think that people would have to come up and say something, but they might. Some people are rude. They're mean.
They are, but not here in Keene.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
Mostly online.
What are your thoughts? What are your experiences? Is the online world even relevant? Because I prefer to just shrug all those people off. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Great Britain as he makes his first overseas trip as Commander-in-Chief. Speaking to Air Force personnel and families at a British military base, the president talks about his upcoming meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know. We're going to make it clear that the United States is back and clear. The United States will respond in a robust and meaningful way when the Russian government engages in harmful activities.
The Air Force is still investigating leads after two people may have started shooting at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland. Officials say there were reports of gunfire late this morning outside the gate, but nothing has been confirmed. This is USA Radio News. The CDC has new travel guidelines for those vaccinated and not vaccinated against COVID-19. Travelers are advised against visiting level 4 countries, but to be fully vaccinated if you do go. Unvaccinated travelers should avoid non-essential travel to level 3 countries. The updated guidelines now put 33 countries in the lower risk category. The guidelines separate nations with severe outbreak situations from where COVID-19 is sustained but not controlled. A Central American country is the first one to use Bitcoin as a governmental currency.
El Salvador's legislature voted early Wednesday to make Bitcoin legal tender. El Salvador and Central America will become the first country to formally adopt a digital currency once President Nayib Bukele signs the legislation into law. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Terry McAuliffe wins the Democratic nomination for governor in Virginia's primary election. USA, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Your Wednesday night edition of Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria. I'm never going to be able to do this. I have to say your name in a certain order to not screw it up, and I don't remember what that is now. Is it Aria, Angie, and Bonnie?
Yes,
Aria,
that's how we're doing
Bonnie
it.
Bonnie and Angie. I'm going to screw it up.
There's three of us. We're all females, so... You know,
I want to tell you, though, ForkFest is coming up. We were just talking a bit about it during the break. It's June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I can't wait. June the 28th? That's 19 days away.
Yes, I am so looking forward to it.
12 days until the start of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I'll be there for that as well.
Me too.
But it's ForkFest that I'm looking forward to most because it's decentralized. No one is in charge. You don't have to buy a ticket. All you have to do is rent your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground. Again, June the 28th through July the 4th. There's no better place to be for Independence Day.
And they have a beautiful fireworks display. It's amazing.
They do. I think it's taking place on July the 3rd this year because July the 4th, I think, is a Sunday.
I wondered about that, if they were going to do it still the Saturday night.
I don't recall exactly, but I think they decided to do it on the 3rd.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
Either way, it's going to be beautiful, and you should be up here for the entire ForkFest anyway, because I'm certainly going to be, and you're certainly going to be as well. It's going to be great. It's true that... One person who should be there is not going to be there, and it's going to leave a great big gap that everyone is going to notice. But it's important because of that gap that all of us come together as a community and have a good time and celebrate the small victories that were had in light of the great battle before us.
Yes.
So check it out. Forkfest.party is the unofficial website, because nothing about Forkfest is official. Forkfest.party. It's going to be a good time, and I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to it for numerous reasons, but the main one is that even when I come back from it, my vacation from my other place of work isn't really coming to an end. Like, I'm still going to be working there, but it's going to be like 6 to 10 hours a week.
Oh, wow. How are you going down so much? Because you work a lot more than that.
Well, I told them that I just don't have a choice.
Okay.
You know, I can quit entirely, or I can help you out in the periods where you need me the most.
Okay.
And they're like, well, between the two, obviously, we want you during these few periods, so...
And you think that you'll actually be able to just work that minimum amount of hours?
They're not going to... I'm not going to let them give me more.
Okay, good.
I'm too busy for
that. And you
won't
stay. You won't be like, yes, I'll just stay.
No, I won't be able to, because, like, the schedule I'm looking at is Thursday and Friday, 3:30 to 6:30.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
No, and I can't stay beyond 6:30 because I have obligations with Free Talk Live in one form or another. So... they can't make me stay, and they can't really make me come in early, because prior to that, I'm going to be spending my day calling affiliate radio stations and stuff like that. So
by vacation, do you mean you're going to immediately go back to or start working your 2 days a week? Because if not, you should make some music in here. That'd be cool.
Yeah, well, I took the drum set out of here, unfortunately. So, I mean, it's still the Omdusius Music Studio, but it's... its primary role right now is best served being a broadcast studio, and with the music part of that being secondary. And I kind of hate that, but that's just the reality of the situation. Free Talk Live is infinitely more important than the ability of Aria to just sit down at her drum set and start recording something, right?
Yes, I think so. You have a drum set, too? Like, you play the drums as well?
Yes.
Because you're really good at the guitar.
I'm not as good, anywhere near as good as Michael at drums, but
yeah, well,
capable.
He should practice more, because he's good, but if he practiced more, he'd be, like, excellent. He's good, though.
He is good. He drummed for us last year at Forkfest,
yep,
and we were hoping we were going to do it again this year, but let's just say other stuff came up.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
You should start making music on the computer.
No, I'm an actual musician. I have no interest in programming beats and stuff like that. If I can't play it, then I don't want to hear it.
I remember the first practice that you guys did, and I opened up the kitchen window, and I was like, okay, here goes. And I put my head out there, and I listened, and I was like, dang, they sound really good.
Nice.
And it was the first time, and like, I put my sister on the phone, and I played it for her, and she was like, is that them? And I was like, yeah, that's them. She was like, dang, Angie, they are pretty good. She was like, I was a little worried when you told me that they were going to start a band.
The Forkfest recording did not come out nearly as well as I would have wanted. I mean, we did sound checks and all of that during the day, but then night fell and the acoustics of the area just changed dramatically.
Yeah.
To an extent that the only song that really came out sounding decent was War Pigs.
Yep.
Everything else was just kind of, yeah, that's garbage. I never want to hear it again.
You couldn't hear the words.
No. Who wrote War Pigs?
Black Sabbath.
Oh, I thought it was one of y'all's songs.
No. Oh, no, we only did two originals, I think. I mean, we didn't have time to write it. We came up with this idea at a at a nightcap in early May, about 6 weeks before Forkfest.
Michael did not even have a set of drums.
Yeah.
We drove to Mass to get them, and he had not touched the drums in years. And he was like, okay, I'm gonna perform. And I was like, what?
Yeah, we were just hanging out. We're like, hey, that would be really cool. And I was like, okay, well, I've got this. And Kepler's like, well, I've got this. And Michael was like, I can play drums. And I was like, okay, we've got 6 weeks. Let's do it.
And they did.
So pulling off what we did in 6 weeks, I'm still really happy with it in the grand scheme of things, but... it's not going to happen this year. So I don't think Forkfest is going to have live rock music this year, but who knows? Maybe someone else is planning something.
I don't know. I know this 6-foot transgender woman that might come and play her guitar if she brings it.
I haven't given it any thought. I mean, if my amplifier is there, then sure. And if someone else has, you know, an amplifier and a microphone or a drum set or whatever, then sure.
Then you might play.
Just a little impromptu jam session with no expectations. I'd certainly be down for
down
that.
Down next to the fire.
Yeah.
So do you play, like, acoustic guitar and electric guitar?
I'm technically capable of playing acoustic guitar, but I don't have any because I don't like them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a rock musician. If I want to play acoustic, I'm just going to switch to a clean channel. And, I mean, that's not really acoustic. It doesn't sound the same, but it's close enough for what I want it to do. But as far as sitting around at a campfire playing acoustic or something like that, that's not my thing.
That's pretty campy.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone actually enjoys it. You know, when I was growing up, people were always like, hey, you should bring out your guitar. We're going to this campsite or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but do you know how awkward that really is? when you're sitting there playing the guitar and everyone else is trying to have a conversation, it doesn't work out in real life how it does in the movies.
No, never. Uh-uh.
And it's just you ultimately end up just putting the guitar down and quietly forgetting it ever happens. It only took me one time of trying that to be like, yeah, that's stupid.
Not for me. I can agree that usually it's annoying. I mean, there was like a time when I was like, wow, this is really fun right now because they're singing Beatles songs and like somebody knows all the Beatles on an acoustic guitar and like we can sing along. But I was really drunk, so that's probably why.
You enjoyed that because, yeah, you were drinking.
It was like one time ever. Sometimes usually it's just embarrassing for everyone involved.
Yeah, it's not a good time.
Speaking of embarrassing for everyone involved, we were talking about kink at Pride.
I don't know that that's I'm a pretty kinky person, but I keep that in the bedroom. I can't imagine taking my kink out into the real world.
It's not embarrassing.
Like, hey, look at me. This is not my thing.
It's not embarrassing to me either. I just thought that was funny.
It's a good segue.
Maybe to some conservative moms, like Angie was saying. Not like Angie, but like you were saying.
Oh, yes, not like me.
Okay, this says the eruption about the argument about should there be kink at Pride online, which has occurred repeatedly in the past, ignores the fact that kink has historically been a part of Pride and the LGBTQ rights movement as a whole. People began to challenge the presence of kink at Pride in major online discussions in the late 2010s. Discussions around the presence of kink, BDSM, and leather at Pride have been emerging online and in media coverage and blogs across the past decade with increasing intensity across the latter half of the 2010s.
Who are these people who have nothing better to do than to sit around arguing on the internet about whether or not kink belongs at Pride?
Well, it probably makes people uncomfortable because they do it in the open, and there are probably people who live around there or have to come through the area, and so they're like, oh, this cannot happen.
Here's the thing. There are some daytime Pride parades, but you just shouldn't have your kids at like a nighttime out in front of the club's gay Pride parade, in my opinion.
What is your opinion on this? Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 603-283-6160. That's the call live feed to that. 603-283-6160. This is She Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. Now, we're going to move along here from Kink at Pride. Something that has been bothering a lot of people since the start of this vaccination nonsense is this idea that employers may require the vaccine in order to continue employment. And obviously, here at Free Talk Live, that's nonsense. However, a lot of employers aren't Free Talk Live and are inclined to require their employees to be vaccinated. And so you brought in a story tonight about the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission saying that, or maybe it was Bonnie who brought it in. It was Bonnie who brought it in, sorry. That says that it's okay for employers to require their employees to be vaccinated.
Yes. Employers are allowed to require the COVID-19 vaccination and can also legally provide incentives, including cash, to workers who get jabbed, according to the updated guidance from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Companies must still provide reasonable accommodation for employees who are exempt from mandatory immunization under the Americans with Disabilities Act and Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. The commission also stated that employer incentives...
I don't know what Title VII of the Civil Rights Act is. I feel like that's something I should probably know, but I don't.
Let me look it up. I think it's the religious exemption, because I know growing up, my mom got religious exemptions for me to not have to get vaccinated to go to high school, or to go to school, like elementary and middle school.
Okay. But there are a lot of states that respect the...
It says it prohibits employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin.
Okay.
So it's just employment. Well, okay, so companies must... I mean, the commission also stated that employer incentives must not be coercive, but stopped short of providing examples of legal offers. Some experts say there's enough legal gray area that a flurry of lawsuits could arise as companies start to bring their workers back to the physical workspace as the COVID-19 pandemic eases in the U.S.
I wonder how they can have their employees wanting to come back to work, because it probably is very comfy and nice for people working remotely. And if they can do their job remotely, why would the employer bring them back? Because it's got to cost them less money to have them at home.
A lot of jobs can't be done remotely, though, which is where I'm at. But, yeah, if I could do my job remotely, that's obviously what I would prefer.
Well, the average office job could, like, especially if you're a receptionist, yeah. Like if you're just answering phones or doing billing or something like that.
I know when I did IT work for a living, a lot of that was done remotely, and I vastly preferred, you know, just connecting to their network from my house and doing it from there instead of having to drive there and do it.
Absolutely. And then they're over your shoulder. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you have to do that? What's that?
And unless I had to actually go there to install a printer or run a cable or something, there was no reason for me to actually go there in person except to make it known that I was there and working on the issue.
Yes.
So working from home is definitely... It is the ideal, really, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to go back to an office space.
No, neither would I.
If I had a choice.
Mm-mm.
I mean, here I'm transitioning primarily to essentially working from home. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to be
fantastic. You're looking forward to it.
No more having to deal with that stupidity. I can just pop down to the studio and do a show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's ideal.
Yeah, I wonder... I mean, I don't know, would employers want their employees to come back physically to work? Because wouldn't they have to pay them more? Or do they pay them less?
I don't think that their pay probably was adjusted when they went remotely. But what I'm thinking is that it's going to cost less power if you have a physical location. It's going to cost overhead. It's going to cost, you know, stuff like that. Internet at your property. And if you can have everybody do their job remotely, then why do you need an actual location?
That's my take on it. So tell us about what the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission is actually requiring. I mean, they said they can't use coercive tactics. That's like saying, oh, we're going to fire you if you don't get the vaccine. I assume that's what they mean.
I didn't realize that was the end of that article. They didn't actually link to the... Oh, here we go. They linked to the guidance, so I can bring it up. But that was the end of that article.
Well, the guidance is likely to be pretty boring. I mean, it's just shocking that we've reached the point where... Employers could say, hey, you have to be vaccinated against this thing that's as deadly as the cold. I've had it. Most of the people I know at work have had it in some form or another.
I probably had it, but wasn't tested.
Half the people at Free Talk Live had it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know any, none of these people with whom I'm associated died.
No,
none of them were even hospitalized.
Have you noticed that the signs have changed in a lot of the stores now? If you're fully vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. It's up to you, basically, is what it says.
Well, I haven't seen that.
I would lie in a heartbeat if I'm going to get treated like a second-class citizen.
We were talking about that last night at our potluck, and someone said, well, you can say yeah, because they're not asking what you're fully vaccinated against.
Oh, that's also a good
And I
point.
Was like, oh, I didn't think about that, because somebody said, well, I don't want to lie to him. And he was like, have you ever had a vaccine? And he was like, yeah, then you're fully vaccinated against whatever the vaccine was for.
That's a really good argument, because I prefer not to be dishonest either, but I'm more pragmatic than that. And
yep.
if the options are to lie or to be treated like a second-class citizen, I saw Avis O'Brien, who is presumably going to be at Pork Fest, talking about her experiences at a bar in Los Angeles where vaccinated people were allowed to walk around unmasked and they were able to just move around freely, but people who weren't vaccinated, they had to wear masks if they weren't at their table. They had to do this. They had to do all these other things. I mean, they were very clearly segregated.
Did they require them to have their card to prove, or could they just say, yep, I was vaccinated?
I don't know, but I've seen these cards. And
people take pictures with them.
Yeah, it would be really easy to spoof one of these. So
yeah.
I can't imagine anyone seriously trying to take it as proof of having gotten a vaccine.
You know what? You never know what people will accept.
I mean, you can probably find a blank one on the internet just by Googling it.
I am sure.
And it will have some fake doctor signature on it and everything, and no one will ever know.
Or a picture of someone else's they had printed out, and who's going to ask you for proof that it's your name on it.
Well, a bartender might, you know, to ask for your ID or something.
Yeah, I saw a picture last night of a really hot girl outside of a bar taking a picture next to a sign that said vaccines required. And she said she got not allowed into a bar for not being vaccinated. And I was just like, imagine not allowing her into your bar.
You said this was last night?
Yeah, on Twitter.
Picture.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, sorry,
I was
on
like,
Twitter.
Where in Keene did this happen?
No.
Because I've been to every bar in Keene in the last several months. I've never had that issue.
You know, I got kicked out of
where.
A place yesterday at Walpole Grocery. And I've never had a problem. I've been in there since everything started. Everybody's been super nice. And this lady was like, and I had my little bag full of like six sandwiches, and I was getting something. And she said, you can't be in here. And I said, excuse me? And I said, I'm exempt. And she said, I don't care. You can't be in here. It's the manager's rule. And so I took my, I said, I'll just step outside. So I took all of my stuff outside and I held the door open. And I said, can you ring me up from here? And so she said, yes. And she came and got my basket. And I just stood there with the door letting people come in and out. And I was like, you have to put your mask on. She's not going to let you in. So
this was a store?
Yeah, it was a Walpole grocery next to Burdick's in Walpole.
I assume she didn't know that it's a health code violation to just have your door held open like that for an extended period of time unless you're receiving a delivery of some sort.
I don't know. She didn't know about that violation, but she knew I shouldn't be in her store. She gave me her manager's number.
Yeah, these people don't care about health. They care about the feeling of power they get from telling
That's
somebody
exactly
now.
That's exactly what it was. It was about her wanting that because I had never seen her in there before, and she wanted that power.
I don't know about other people, but I am thrilled to death not to have to back the CSRs at my other job when they tell people they have to leave without a mask. Because I never confronted anyone about it, but, you know, I will back up my staff if I have to.
Which is good.
Yeah, even if I don't want to, I will do it simply because, you know, they're my coworkers and I'm the one in charge and that's sort of my
job. That's a good supervisor, yeah.
But I am so happy not to have to do that anymore. I mean, these people come in, and I can see it with some people that they're anxious to say, oh, you have to have a mask to be in here, but they don't.
Ever since the mask mandate has been let up in Keene, I've had one customer wear a mask.
Really?
And, okay, there was one that wore a mask and just didn't say anything about it, checked out and left. One person came in with a mask and said, do you guys need masks or something like that? Pointed his mask and I couldn't really hear him. And I was like, oh, I can put one on. Sorry, it's behind the counter because I was like out stocking something. And he was like, no, if I don't need to wear it, I'm taking it off. And I was like, yeah, you can take it off. If you don't want to wear it, you don't have to. We don't require it anymore. So
one of the things I really like about my attorney is that he doesn't require me to wear a mask. And I was a little confused about this the first time I went in there because you have to have one through the common places of the building. But once I went in there, I was like, hey, can I take this off? And his receptionist or assistant or whatever was like, yeah, sure. I was like, good, because I hate wearing it. So she thought I was asking whether or not they were vaccinated. And she came back and was like, well, he says he's not vaccinated. So do you want to put your mask back on? No, I don't care if he's vaccinated or not. That's not the issue here. So it's all very weird. And I've still seen plenty of people wearing masks, and I don't get it. As soon as that regulation lifted, I stopped wearing them in stores and stuff if I didn't absolutely have to.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine the people who were choosing to wear these things in 93-degree weather here in Keene. What do you think? 603-283-6...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.